It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
And thank you, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, for that song. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, April the 19th, 2015. And we have a great broadcast lined up. I want to welcome you to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And want to welcome churches all across America, different parts of the world that are praying with us. On today's broadcast, we have Bishop Tony Miller, who is on the broadcast today, the founding pastor of New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. And today, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary as a church. And that church is now being led, of course, by Pastors Chuck and Karen Pelham, and they're celebrating today with Bishop Tony and Kathy Miller and the entire congregation. So we want to give a shout out there to the wonderful people at New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. We've been ministering there for 25 years, got to be a part of that church from the very beginning, and we just trust they'll have a great day as they celebrate 25 years, and they've really impacted so many, many people locally, translocally, and even globally. And so good to have you listening in. We'll be talking to Bishop Tony Miller, have him on the phone in just a few minutes. And we're also going to replay the warning that Superior Court Judge Cheryl Allen gave to the church. And she's running for the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania. And it's a very sobering speech. And so we're going to be we're going to have those two on today. And so it's good to have you listening in. And if you are not a part of Breakout Prayer Network, you can be. You can be your church, your city, and you as an individual. All you have to do is just go to letsprayamerica.com, the website, letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up, and your city will be represented in the 1,000 points of light. And, of course, I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities led by 1,000 prayer leaders. If you'd like to have your church, your prayer group involved, or you or a person that wants to start a small prayer group, because I believe that's the key, then you just go to the website bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there's a form that you can fill out, send to us, and we can list you as one of the 1,000 prayer centers that is praying weekly across America for another spiritual awakening. So it's a delight to have you. And it was great to have on the broadcast yesterday Chris Folsom, who is a man that's made a tremendous entrance into Hollywood, being able to spread the gospel there. He's a great songwriter and a great singer. He's a very talented man. But I wanted to play his song today before we interview Tony Miller. Here's a song, one of my favorite songs that he wrote, I Walk by Faith. Here we go. Well, it's a delight to have here on BPN Radio on this Sunday a man who's been a very special part of my life since 1987, Bishop Tony Miller, who pastors The Gate, an incredible church in Oklahoma City. And Bishop Tony Miller is in Clewiston, Florida today, where he is celebrating with New Harvest Church their 25th anniversary. And he and his wife, Kathy, founded the church 25 years ago. And Gene and I had the privilege of being there from the beginning. So, Bishop Tony Miller, it's a delight to have you on BPN today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's a great honor to be with you and to share this wonderful occasion together with you. You and Gene were so strategic in the planning and the founding of that church. Your word, your encouragement, your guidance was so instrumental. So it's great to be with you today.
Well, 25 years is an incredible milestone. I do want to congratulate you and your wife, Kathy, on the founding of the church. And, of course, Pastor Chuck and Karen Pelham, who are who were your successors and who are pastoring the church at this present time. And I know it's a banner day. Tell us a little bit about, I'm going to ask you a little bit about, in a little while, about what's happening at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, because I know these are exciting days. But let's talk a little bit about the founding of the church 25 years ago there in Clewiston, and maybe just give us a backdrop.
Well, 25, you know, Brother Dale, when it's interesting, as you talk to me about possibly sharing the story, you can remember those days, and some days it seemed like they were difficult days, but they actually were probably the greatest days of our life. When God begins to birth a new season, sometimes we see the birthing from the angle of the mother. That birthing can be painful, it can be difficult, it's strenuous, takes a lot of effort. And obviously, 25 years ago, when we gave birth to New Harvest Church, it was the first church in that region that had ever been multicultural. It was the first church in that region that ever had expressive worship. It was the first non-denominationally affiliated church to be birthed there in over 40 years. So obviously it came with heavy criticism, speculation. People looked at us. In fact, I shared with Pastor Chuck this week. I said, you know, 25 years ago, there was most people in that city didn't believe we'd be here 25 years later. So it's a testimony to God's grace and God's goodness. But oftentimes when you give birth to something, you know, there's a lot of pain. But the thing that I'm so aware of, Dale, and this is what I know you were so instrumental in, is that, you know, a birthing never happens until the baby decides that the womb can no longer contain it. And I really believe that what happened at New Harvest Church is there was a group of people that had a revelation and desire and a passion for something from God that there was no room for in the context of things that were presently happening. And when we went there, the baby said, this womb has gotten too restrictive, too small. And it pushed its way into a new realm. And I really believe that God birthed New Harvest Church as an expansion of his kingdom. And today, it is the largest church in that region. It has a Christian school that's affecting people from every sphere of that culture and society. Government officials attend. All the way to mothers and single moms and people that have been through destitute situations. So it's an incredible place, and Chuck and Karen have been incredible leaders to lead the church into its real vision.
Well, I know it's an incredible church, and I've had the privilege of ministering there the past 25 years and have seen the progress. And I know you took it the church to a certain place where you released it into the hands of a couple that has done, as you said, an incredible job leading the church, and then you have of course continued your ministries continue to expand across America, around the world. And before we go any further, I do believe that there are some people out there that really have a heart to birth a church or pioneer a church. And what would you say to them, those that have a, because I know it's a special gift. There's a lot of people that would love to pioneer or birth the church, but they seemingly can't get it off the ground, or they just can't. They start, but it does not continue on. So is there a principle or two that you could share?
I think there's a couple of things that I would say to anybody that came to me and said, I want to birth a church. First of all, the obvious stuff, you have to have a word from God, but most everybody that feels like they want to birth one feels like they have a word. But I would encourage people, number one, begin to see if you have a gathering gift. You have to be able to gather people, not just preach or teach to people. Because the main thrust of a church planner or somebody who gives birth to something is you have to be able to attract people to the vision that you're trying to communicate and trying to release. So I ask people, you know, what have you done to gather people? Tell me some place that you've been a gatherer, that people have come to you and have been attracted to whatever vision you've done up until this point. So I think, number one, there has to be, an ability to gather people. Number two, I wouldn't birth anything until I knew that I had some kind of entrance into that place, some man of peace. You know, Jesus taught his disciples, when you go into a city, seek and find and look for the man of peace. In other words, somebody that's willing to cooperate with you, somebody that's willing to join hands with you, somebody that welcomes you. He said, if you don't find a man of peace, shake the dust off your feet and go on and keep going until you find them. So when you go into Planet Church, I think there has to be an element of people who feel like they want to cooperate with you. I know in the church plants we're doing today from Destiny Network International, I'm encouraging every young man and young woman who desires to plant that they go to whatever city they feel called to, and before they launch the church, find the people of peace, the people that want to cooperate with their vision. Go settle in that city, begin to develop a small group of what we call a launch team or a core team that can become the nucleus from which God can give the explosion of growth. If you go in and have not found the very, very, very few people in our culture in particular can go into a city with no cooperation from other people and get the thing off the ground. So I think those are two big things, Brother Dale.
Yeah.
That people have to have a gathering gift, and they have to find man or person of peace. And then I think thirdly, and the thing that was so beneficial to us, and this is where you and some other key people played a role, is that we had a strong, strong support team who not only prayed for us, but gave us guidance. We related the church outside of ourselves. You know, the tendency for some church plants is they turn themselves inward, become self-guiding and self-directing and never have any external input. And I think everybody that goes to Planet Church needs to have external voices that come to help them guide, give credibility, and speak into the life of the vision.
Yeah. Those are great principles. And I know from history that in the beginning of New Harvest Church there in Clewiston, there was definitely apostolic oversight. And now I know that you are giving apostolic oversight to churches all across America and around the world. And I would say to any of the people listening out there, you know, if you don't have some apostolic oversight, and you're not a part of a particular denomination, that can be very disconcerting. And so, you know, there may be some people out there that would just like to be a part of the movement that is going on and destiny that you're heading. And you might tell us a little bit about that. And also talk to us about what's happening at the Gate in Oklahoma City. And I've had the privilege of being associated with you since you went to pastor there in the heartland and still a part of the church. And so God is doing some tremendous things. So talk to me and talk to us about the church and talk to people about pastors or ministers out there who could be a part of destiny.
I'd be happy to. Let me just say one more thing about Clifton and I'll move right on to that. You know, Chuck and Karen Pelham took the church from Kathy and I. After the first 10 years, we planted it. We got it established, and then we turned it. He was with me from the beginning. So when we talk about networking and apostolic networks and things that are happening today, I found out, Brother Dale, that what happens is that many times people get in ministry because they have a heart for God, but then they get in the work of ministry and find themselves alone.
Yeah.
And most leaders today would have a major breakthrough if they just had a friend. You taught us years ago, the greatest thing that ever happened in Kath and I's life is that we came to spend time with you and Gene on an annual basis. And you, if I can hear it once, I've heard it 1,000 times, you spell relationship T-I-M-E.
Yeah.
You can't have true relationships. You can't have people that really care for your soul, watch for you, and be able to be authentic in speaking into your life if you never have spent time to build relationship. And it takes time. It's incredible how many pastors, I've had the privilege, Dale, of having 285,000 pastors have been through our training school in 75 nations of the world.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is that when guys get in trouble, they start reaching out for somebody to come help them. But up until that time, they've never had time to build relationships, go spend a day at a round table or a pastor's one day that we do, or any with anybody. Mm-hmm. They never take the time to build that relationship until they get in trouble, and then they wonder why there's no relationships that can help them. So my encouragement to people today is, and I believe in our nation, for those that are listening in America, in our nation, I believe we're quickly moving to the day that if you're not relating to somebody that's a recognized entity, it's going to be more and more difficult.
Yeah.
And it's important for people to get ahead of the curve, begin to build strategic relationships with networks, with whatever way God leads them, even if it's denominationally, but build relationships, not just organizational connection. Build a relationship with those people so that they can help you and help you grow. Paul said that in Ephesians 4:16, that every joint causes the growth of the body till it becomes full stature, full measure, mature.
Yeah.
So the place of our joining is the greatest potential for growth that we have in our life. If we never get properly joined, we don't grow. And so I encourage guys, listen, I believe there's a movement happening across America. This morning in prayer, the Holy Spirit said to me that I believe there's a divine mandate on my life to be a part of a renaissance that's taking place in this generation. And it's a renaissance of biblical values, and it's a renaissance of Holy Spirit outpouring that I believe is going to be done in the 21st century context. And I'm asking men and women all across America who have a heart again for biblical values, not just feel.
Okay, we had a slight technical interruption there, Tony. Why don't you continue talking about those who have a heart for biblical values?
Thank you, Brother Dale. I believe that those people across America and across the world, but particularly in our culture, in this generation, who have a heart for biblical values and for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to be in this generation, I believe God is calling us to a movement. I believe that God is stirring hearts. I have a mandate on my life, and I'm calling pastors and leaders and home group leaders and people that desire for us to quit relegating the works of God to the back room or completely out of our biblical consciousness. I'm saying it's time to awaken. It's time to restore the things of God to the people of God, and let's begin to see another great awakening happen in our culture. I'm pumped about it. I believe this is the day and this is the hour we can be a part of it. And I'm privileged here at the Gate Church to see God do incredible things. I mean, we've had hundreds of people born again just this year, and it's not been casual altar calls. It's been very straightforward call to follow Christ. And if you're going to follow Christ, you know, when in the Roman world, if you said Jesus is Lord, then what you were saying by default is that Caesar is not Lord. And I believe today when we say Jesus is the Lord of our life, we need to be making announcements to everything else. Nothing else is Lord of my life. He's the Lord of my life. And I see people arising to that call. I see a stirring happening across our nation. And I just believe it's time to do that.
Well, I certainly agree. Let me just ask you, where do you see... where do you see the church at today in this nation? I know that there are so many things that are happening. There's a lot of shaking going on in our land with the war on Christianity, the rise of Islam. A lot of Christians are being distracted by all of this, but I know that the church has an important role to play. But where do you see the church at this point in time?
I think there's two major things that the church is battling. One is fatigue. I think the cultural wars of our day, because we've not had a clear message as to how to respond, and we've only responded out of church lingo, the cultural wars have wore us out. We're fatigued. People are like, I'm tired of the fight. I'm tired of arguing. Because we really need to find a clear message and a clear response to the issues of our day. Mm-hmm. And the fatigue, I believe, has wore people out, number one. Second thing is, I believe that people are beginning to retreat in fear. Terrorism is just that. It creates a spirit of terror. Mm-hmm. It tries to cause people to be intimidated, fearful. Mm-hmm. And now, whether it's terrorism in our neighborhoods with violence of between races, or whether it's the violence between religious groups, the terror is creating fear. And Dale, when fear takes over the heart of the church, our mission is what's forfeited.
Yeah.
Because the temptation when you become afraid is to withdraw mm-hmm. and to hide. And I just believe Daniel said that those that know their God, two things will happen. They will be strong and they will take action. Mm-hmm. And I just believe this is a day for the people of God to ask God for a restoration of their own energy, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to quicken their faith, quicken their energy levels. And we cannot be wore out. If we run out of gas running with the footmen, what will we do when the horses come? That's what Jeremiah said.
Right.
If this battle has wore you out, what will you do when you really fight for nations? And we fight over silly stuff. We fight over whether or not we should have lights in church and smoke rather than fighting for nations.
That's true.
We wear ourselves out fighting over silly stuff.
Yeah.
Being struggling with the footmen when God wants us to be able to conquer the horses. So I just believe God's going to make us strong, and he's going to call a people that won't retreat, but a people that will advance. That's what I believe is the heartbeat of God.
I agree. Tell me.
I'm not afraid the world's going to contaminate us. The greater one lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
The world ought to be afraid that we're coming after it.
Yeah. Well, I certainly agree. I believe it's a wonderful time for the church in this point in history. And tell me a little bit about, while I have you here on the telephone, here on BPN on a Sunday, tell me what's going on at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. What's happening there?
You know, Dale, at the Gate Church, we've had incredible increase. We grew 34% last year in attendance alone, 27% the year before. God's continuing to increase our influence. He's increasing our impact. Hundreds of young people, college-age kids, are gathering. Last week alone, I had almost 10,000 people that viewed online.
Wow.
From 17 nations of the world. The ability today to touch the world through what you're doing with radio, through media, is incredible. I'm humbled that God would give us this opportunity. You're the one that prophesied. You said from the heartland of America, there's a cry coming. And I just believe that not only was the cry for somebody to respond, but I believe there is the cry of the heart of God mm-hmm. that he's given us an opportunity to give voice to.
Yeah.
You know, when John the Baptist said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, you know, he was saying, I'm not the one doing the crying, I'm just giving voice to it.
Yeah.
The cry was coming out of the heart of God. And God has to have somebody that will give voice to what he's crying for. And I just believe he's given us that opportunity here at the Gate. We're privileged. We've had, you know, we've gone from 170 people in 2006 to 2,500, 3,000 people on a regular basis, and we're just grateful for that.
I know that God's doing some incredible things, and if people want to attend the church, or they want to attend one of your online services. How do they do that?
The church is located at 7700 North Council in Oklahoma City, which is on the northwest quarter, the far northwest side of the city. And our website is thegatechurch.tv, thegatechurch.tv. And they can tune in live, or there's archived messages that are on there every week.
Well,
so they can go to that, or they can go to Vimeo and look for The Gate Church and see it there as well.
Well, I know they would be blessed to come to The Gate or to get any of your sermons. And, of course, I've said many times that I believe that you're one of the great preachers in this nation, and you have great revelation, and I'm delighted to be in relationship with you, Tony. And I know that you're reaching out to a lot of pastors, a lot of ministers across America and around the world. And in closing, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Destiny and how churches or individual ministers or anybody listening could become a part of what you're doing, because I know Destiny's doing an incredible thing led by Bishop Tony Miller.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. I have a network of churches that are all across America, and in every region we have regional directors. Our website for that is destinynetwork.org, or if somebody wants to send me an email, just to thegatechurch.tv, I'd happily respond. What we believe is that God is raising up churches that will be in network, and there will be a net that works, because they seriously take relationship as a primary role. They believe that we come together for shared resource, and that's to give information, ways, means, materials that can help people facilitate growth in their own local church. All the stuff that we have, we begun to give away to all of our churches, whatever things we can, materials we create to try to help pastors. And we believe that God has called us to help people to realize how do they structure their life, their church, their ministry, and how can we help in an Aaron Her way, hold up their hands,
yeah,
so that they can become the person that God wants them to be. If they're interested, we'd love for them. I do regional empowerment days. I have one coming up just next week in Virginia Beach. That will be next Friday, a regional empowerment day for pastors. We'll do one in Florida. We've got one coming here in Oklahoma City. They're called Pastors One Days. They are incredible days, and I would encourage people, if you're in the region would like information, please send me an email at thegatechurch.tv or destinynetwork.org.
Okay, that's fantastic, and I trust people will respond to that. In closing, I want you to say a prayer, and here on this wonderful 25th anniversary of the church that you and Kathy founded in Clewiston, Florida, what's going on at The Gate. And I know that you are a man of prayer. I know you believe in prayer. It's a delight to have The Gate as a part of our 1,000 BPN prayer centers. And I believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and I'm so delighted that you're part of the network. So, however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, this is what this broadcast is all about. So, you can just pray however the Holy Spirit leads you. We'll join you,
Father. We're just grateful today that you are the God who not only allows dreams to come to pass, but you're the sustainer of everything. In you, things not only exist, but they have their being. So I thank you, Lord, today that you are speaking into the hearts of people, sustaining grace. Lord, I sense the Holy Spirit just saying, sustaining grace is coming to people who've listened today to this broadcast. You will not grow weary in the journey. You will not be worn out. You will not sense the futility of my efforts are making no difference. But I speak to your spirit today that there will be a sustaining grace that will come, a quickening of the Holy Ghost that will come into your heart and into your life. Lord, just as you birthed things 25 years ago in New Harvest Church, I thank you that you are birthing things today in men and women, things they thought they could never do, things they thought they could never say, things in places they thought they could never go. Today, they are being awakened and birthed in their spirit, and I thank you for the manifestation of that promise. Lord, I agree with Brother Dale today for a great awakening across America. We believe that you are stirring the hearts of men and women. I challenge leaders today in prayer that they would rise up to be the men and women of God. And Lord, I pray for all those that need to get connected, they'll get connected at a point of growth and a place of potential, and that they would realize the things that you have put within them. And Lord, I pray for Brother Dale and Jean today as they continue to challenge us to pray, to believe God for a nation. I ask you to keep them strong, keep them healthy, keep them moving forward. Thank you, Lord, for the provision to do what you've called him to do. And I believe for everything to be accomplished that you have purposed to be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, hey. Thank you today for Dale Gentry. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Tony Miller. Been a delight to have you on today. And you guys have a wonderful day there at New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida, as you celebrate and enjoy the fruits of what's been happening the past 25 years. And it's been fantastic. God bless you as you lead the gate and the Destiny Network, and delighted to have you as a part of my life, and thanks for being on BPN today.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's great to have you listening here on BPN Radio, and appreciate Bishop Tony Miller being on with us today, and what a wonderful man of God he is. And so delighted to have you praying with us here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you want to donate to this broadcast, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can make a donation to BPN Radio, helping us mobilize 1,000 points of light, 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer centers. We do want to welcome prayer centers all across America. We want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, the Lord's Day. And just want to we have about almost 1,000 churches now that are praying with us. I'd just like to recognize some of these churches that are praying with us across America and nations of the world. We're so very thankful for these churches. Christian Family Chapel, Fulton, Missouri. We have Christ Church of the Jesus Hour there in Branson, Missouri. It's good to have Bertrand Bible Church in Niles, Michigan, as well as First Baptist Nacogdoches in Winfield, Louisiana. Operation Outreach for Souls in Slidell, Louisiana, that's praying with us. Have a lot of churches in Louisiana. So thankful, grateful. Broadway United Methodist Church, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Hilltop Pentecostal Church in Seymour, Indiana. Want to welcome there Crawford County Christian Center, Robinson, Illinois, as well as Sharp Memorial Methodist Church, Young Harris, Georgia, Free Chapel Church, Gainesville, Georgia, as well as Liberty Christian Fellowship in Guyton, Georgia. I want to welcome the River Tampa Bay Church, Tampa, Florida, as well as New Vision Fellowship, Port Charlotte, Florida. A lot of churches in Florida praying with us. And Church of God in Stockton, California, as well as the Father's House there in Stockton. We have a church praying with us in San Francisco, California. Spread God's Word, Four Square Church there. We have Fellowship Church in Brentwood, California, as well as the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd in Mobile, Alabama. So delighted to have all of the churches that are praying with us, as well as the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, and others across America and around the world. Once again, if your church is not represented in the 1,000 points of light, you can go to letspray America.com, letspray America.com, and then you can sign up if you will. And just a few days ago, I played a speech by a woman who is in the state of Pennsylvania, and she is a Superior Court judge, and her name is Cheryl Allen, Judge Cheryl Allen, the Honorable Judge Cheryl Allen, from the Superior Court judgeship in the state of Pennsylvania. She is running for Supreme Court, and in the state of Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court, and she is she has brought a warning to the church that is quite amazing. That I want to play again today. I played this on the broadcast, but I just felt like here on this Sunday, on this Lord's Day, would be a wonderful day to once again play the speech that she gave at a local church in Pennsylvania recently. So here is the Honorable Judge Cheryl Allen with a warning to the church today here on BPN.
Good morning, everyone. I just have to stand here and tell you the truth. I never intended to be in this position running for the Supreme Court. I had no intentions. You know, I thought that I could just kick back and enjoy life, take it easy, coast to retirement, you know, maybe go down south and lay on the beach. But how many people know that there is no retirement in the kingdom of God? And so I came into this race, and I guess for the beginning part of it, I had this lethargy or this malaise, like, you know, every other day, why am I doing this? And yesterday morning, I woke up and I just had this burning in my spirit, because what I have seen in this nation. You see, we are at a crossroads in this nation. There is a great divide. And the divide has nothing whatsoever to do with Republican and Democrat. It has nothing to do with black and white. It has nothing to do with rich or poor. It has everything to do with right and wrong. You see, it's about truth versus deception. It's about Christ versus Antichrist. And if the church, and this is the word that came to me yesterday morning, so I have to say it. If the church does not rise up and take a stand, then the church will be brought down. And you see, the enemy does not care who he uses to do it, because the agenda is to advance his cause. And the agenda is to destroy the church. That's the agenda. And it's not the legislature so much in the state of Pennsylvania. It's the judges. You see, it's the judges who, with the stroke of a pen, have stood and wiped out everything that you fought for and stood for. And that's what this is all about. I sat on Wednesday night and listened to people talk about how we need hate crime legislation. I thought about how our founding fathers drafted our Constitution after much prayer. I thought about the early settlers of this country coming to this nation for religious freedom. And yet here we are today on the brink of having our Constitution dismantled and our religious freedom wiped away, to the point where, if we're not careful, there will be no more Life Center. And that may sound harsh, but it's the truth. You will not be able to stand in your pulpits and call wrong, wrong. The agenda is to destroy. And the last thing we need in this season is a lukewarm church. Because Jesus made it very clear as to how he felt about lukewarm churches. It is time for the church to rise. It is time for the church to be salt and light. You see, I had to get to the point where it's not about me. You know, I have far more years behind me than I have in front of me. And in whatever time the Lord gives me, I have resolved that I will stand and speak the truth. And the truth is, it's time for the people of God to stand up.
We're so thankful to have Judge Cheryl Allen on the broadcast with us today and sharing that speech that she gave not long ago at a church, a local church in Pennsylvania. And Father, we pray for Judge Cheryl Allen, who is speaking the truth, declaring the truth, and we pray for all of the judges across America that they will make righteous decisions. And we pray for Christians to run for the office of judge locally, translocally, in their state and in other places. We pray for godly appointments to be made in judgeships. And we pray for righteousness to prevail all across the land today. And we know that soon there's going to be another Supreme Court judge or two that is going to be appointed. We pray for righteousness to prevail there. We pray for the same-sex marriage decision that is going to be handed down probably in June of this year. And so we pray for righteousness to prevail, and we pray for the church, Lord. The church, the men and women of God that lead congregations across this nation, we pray, Lord, that they will stand up and declare the truth, and they will share with the people what is holy and what is unholy, what is righteous and unrighteous. We pray in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And Father, we pray for every pastor and every leader, every Christian leader in this nation, in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Lord, that you will anoint them in the services today, that you will bless the church. May the church rise and be the church, Father God, that you've called it to be. And we pray, Lord, for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We pray a turning back to God, a national repentance, a cleansing of the church, a national cleansing. Lord, we need you now. We need you now. Lord, I pray for 1 million people to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network, 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer centers, because I know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I appreciate you being part of the broadcast today, BPN Radio, and tell your friends, tell your neighbors. And we're going to be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, our friend from England. And I thank you for praying with me for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.